Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gatz, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another episode of Stupidity. It's all downhill after the Greedy Open. He came on our show last week. He said he has gotten more reaction to voicing that open than he's gotten to anything he's done in his professional career, which speaks volumes about what the hell it is we're doing here. Stanzik, what episode is this for us? I have no idea. I've lost track of what episode we're on.
Episode 7.
What are we doing? NCAA tournament is upon us. It's a big time of year. I love this time of year because we all get excited. We take days off of work. We gamble a lot of money. We all pay attention to something that's been on our television screens for the last 4 months, yet we've ignored it. But now we pay attention. So how are we on Stupidity here, me and Abby, you, how are we going to attack this NCAA tournament? How are we going to break it down?
We got to incorporate Abby. Why don't we go like famous alumni and who's ever more famous? We pick that team?
Done.
We can do that. Abby, is that good by you?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, so Duke is playing either North Carolina Central or North Dakota State. We're taping this on a Tuesday. We don't know who they're going to be playing. Duke's going to win. We can pick Duke in our bracket, but let's do the celebrities. Anyway, for Duke, who do you guys think is more famous of these? Melinda Gates, Ken Jeong, Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, or Jay Billis?
So Jay Billis, Abby, do you know who Jay Billis is?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who Melinda Gates is?
I'm picking Duke for Zion.
No, listen, don't. What are you doing with Duke for Zion?
I do know some of the players.
But no one asked your sports opinion. We're talking about famous alumni. That's a great pick. I mean, a 1 versus a 16, and the 16 is going to be playing in a play-in game, and everyone's going to take Duke here. But just in terms of famous celebrity, you have Jay Billis. You don't know who he is. You have Melinda Gates. Do you know who Melinda Gates is?
I mean, someone.
She's married to Antonio Gates. Do you know who Ken Jeong is?
Famous actor.
Abby, Ken Jeong is the guy who lives in your cousin's development out in California.
I do know. Right. She told me that last week when we were there.
You remember he was on the elliptical machine at the gym, and I pretended I went on the elliptical. Stanzik, like, you will love this. For Ken Jeong, I saw him on the elliptical, and you know I love celebrity, and I want to be close to celebrity. He was on the elliptical machine, so I figured I went into the gym, and I acted like I was also going to do the elliptical machine, and I did it right next to Ken Jeong. And unbeknownst to me, Ken Jeong is a big fan of the show, but also unbeknownst to me, Ken Jeong is a f***ing animal on the elliptical machine. He went for an hour and 25 minutes. I couldn't go that long, so eventually I had to get off after 12 minutes because I couldn't keep up with Ken Jeong. You have Jay Billis, you have Antonio Gates' wife, you have Ken Jeong, and you have Adam Silver. Who is the most famous of the...
It's Bill Gates' wife.
It is? Stupidity! All right, so we got Ken Jeong, okay?
Perfect. Well, Duke's going to win because North Carolina Central, they have Sam Jones, 10-time NBA champ, Celtics, great. And North Dakota State, Carson Wentz.
Ooh, wow, I can't believe he went there.
VCU plays UCF. Who's the most famous celeb from VCU out of Patch Adams, the real one? Gerald Henderson Sr., 3-time NBA champ, or David Baldacci? I don't know how to pronounce that, but do you guys know who he is?
I have no idea who Baldacci is. I do know who Gerald Henderson Sr. is. Junior played at Duke, actually. Senior played for the Boston Celtics with Larry Bird, Abby, so they won 3 NBA titles back in the 80s. And Patch Adams is Robin Williams' character in a movie, is that right?
Correct.
All right, so we have Patch Adams, Gerald Henderson Sr., David Baldacci. Ducci. I don't know who Balducci is. So
he's a writer.
Then I definitely don't know who he is. Yeah. So you want us to pick between... So are we narrowing this down to one, and then we're going to take their one celebrity versus UCF one celebrity?
I think so.
Okay. So, Abby, I think of those three, we have to go Patch Adams, right?
Is that the one that played with Larry Bird?
Patch Adams played with Larry Bird, yes.
Well, I know he didn't. But.
It was it was the greatest front court in the history of the NBA. You had the Chief, Kevin McHale, and Patch Adams.
With the clown nose.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take Patch Adams, Abby.
Okay.
All right, and then UCF. It's Daniel Tosh, Cheryl Hines, or Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles, Abby. Do you know who he is?
Someone from a beer company. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Bortles and James. It's a wine cooler company, not a beer company.
Right.
No, Blake Bortles is the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL. So we're not going to go there.
Okay,
no. He was just signed with the LA Rams.
I say Hines, whoever that is.
Do you know who Cheryl Hines is? Stantic, who is Cheryl Hines? She invented ketchup?
She played Larry David's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But Daniel Tosh is from Miami, Abby. He's like a big star. He has his own show.
No, then that's what we're picking.
All right, so we're going to go Daniel Tosh for UCF. How about that?
Sounds good. Mississippi State against...
Wait, do you want us to pick a winner based on... So now it's Tosh versus Patch Adams.
Well, I think Tosh is going to win there, right?
I mean, Patch Adams played with the Chief and Kevin McHale. I mean... Stepanity!
All right, so Mississippi State, your choice is John Grisham. Right. Raphael Palmeiro or Buck Showalter.
All right, Abby, do you know Grisham? Grisham is...
I don't care about the rest.
Do you know what Grisham did?
Does.
Or does.
A writer?
Did I just kill John Grisham?
What do you mean? Did.
That's a fine.
Okay, and he will be facing off against Liberty's most famous alum, either Seth Curry, Steph's brother, or Sam Ponder.
All right, so Ponder hosts the NFL pregame show on ESPN. She's fantastic. Seth Curry is the third most famous Curry in his family, behind his brother Steph and his dad Dell. You want to go Seth Curry here?
Yes.
All right, so we go Seth Curry, Stanzik.
And he's playing John Grisham. Grisham's going to win that one, right?
All right, yeah, Grisham in a landslide, yes.
All right.
Grisham will win by 333 pages.
Virginia Tech against St. Louis. Your options for Virginia Tech are Michael Vick, Bruce Arians, and Hoda Kotb.
Okay, so Hoda, I believe, she's on the Today Show, right?
Yes.
She's always drinking champagne with Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yep.
All right, Michael Vick, do you know who he is, Abby?
I do.
He's a former
Jet quarterback.
Virginia Tech, Jet quarterback, played for the Falcons, also went to jail because he was very mean to dogs. You know that, right?
Yes, I know
dog
that.
Fighting, that
yes,
whole scandal. Okay. So we're going to take Hoda here. And Bruce Arians, doesn't matter who he is, okay? He's the coach of the Bucs, and he's never been more irrelevant in his entire life.
St. Louis, not great options for St. Louis. Not going to lie to you. James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy in the news this week.
Okay.
Larry Hughes. Yep. Played with LeBron and that Cavs team and that went to the finals and got swept. And Pat Leahy.
That's it. He's a former Jets kicker, Abby. Pat Leahy is perhaps the greatest kicker in the history of the Jets organization. And when you're putting him up against James Gunn and Larry Hughes, I think we got to go Pat Leahy here.
Agree.
All right, so we have Pat Leahy versus Hoda. I think we have to take the Hodies.
We have Maryland against either Temple or Belmont. A lot of options for Maryland, so let's do that first. Kevin Plank, Larry David, Jim Henson, Juliana Rancic, David Simon, Gail King, Robin Quivers, Scott Van Pelt, Tim Kirchin, Dominique Foxworth.
All right, before you answer, Abby, do you know who Scott Van Pelt is?
Yes, I do. He works very late hours.
Right, he does the Midnight Sports Center. He was on the podcast a week ago, Abby.
Okay, but
do you know who Dominique Foxworth is?
Jeff Foxworthy brother.
Yes, yes, it is Dominique Foxworth. Yes, that is it. He is Jeff Foxworthy's brother. Only if his last name was Dominique Foxworthy. Or if Jeff Foxworthy's name was Jeff Foxworth, then yes, perhaps.
Okay, so
they
no.
would be brother. Dominique Foxworth is a good friend of mine, Abby. He co-hosts the show with me all the time.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
I don't watch it or listen, so how would I know?
That's a good point. And do you know who Tim Kirchin is? Some people refer to him as Tom.
Yes, he's on your show. He's a writer, something else.
Yes, something else. All right, so of those
No,
people,
but there was someone else I liked. Wait, who was?
David Simon wrote The Wire. He created The Wire.
There was another name.
Gail King. We have Juliana Rancic. She's married to Bill Rancic, the original apprentice.
And she's on E.
Right. And
she does fashion.
She's on E. We have Kevin Plank, the Under Armour guy.
No, who was that?
Jim Henson, Larry David.
Henson.
The Muppets. Wow.
Yes, I'm picking
over
that.
Larry David?
I like the Muppets.
All right, so we're going to go with the Muppets. We like the Muppets here. We're going to take Jim Henson. Okay, we got Jimmy Henson from Maryland. Right?
Okay, Temple and Belmont are playing tonight. But Temple, so pick your favorite celebrity among this group. Bob Saget, Adam McKay, Jesse Williams, Daryl Hall, John Oates, all from Temple. And Belmont has Brad Paisley, Trisha Yearwood, and Leanne Womack.
I mean, get the hell out of here with Belmont. Bob, I haven't heard of any of them. You want to go Saget, Overhaul, and Oates, Abby?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go Bob Saget. We'll take Bob Saget here for Temple. And I'm not even – no one from Belmont. Belmont better not win this game. So we have Saget versus – man, I'm very upset. Yeah, Henson. Against Henson, but I'm very upset we didn't go with Jeff Foxworthy's brother, Dominic Foxworth. So we have Henson versus Saget here. That's a tough one, Henson and Saget. So Maryland's the 6th seed, and the other team's an 11th seed.
I'm taking Maryland.
All right, we're taking Maryland. We are taking Jim Henson to move on over Bob Saget. Bob, I'm sorry about that. We love you, though.
We got LSU, Shaq, James Carville, Pistol Pete, Odell Beckham Jr., Lolo Jones,
OBJ,
or Booger McFarland.
Wow. Abby, do you know any of those people?
Shaq, Odell, but I take Shaq.
Do you know who James Carville is?
No.
He's a famous former politician, I guess current politician. He's been in a lot of movies. He's bald. He's kind of weird looking.
Yeah. Okay.
Political strategist.
Yes, political strategist. That is exactly. And we got Pistol Pete there. We got OBJ. We got Boogs. I mean, you're going Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got Shaq. Let's go to Yale quickly here.
Yale has both Bush presidents.
Yale has everyone. Jesus
Christ. Meryl Streep.
The most overrated actor in the history of acting. You get the hell out of here with her. Give me a break.
Jodie Foster, Edward Norton, Claire Danes, Oliver Stone, Mina Kimes.
Ooh, Abby, do you know who Mina Kimes is?
Yes, I know her.
Okay, who is she?
I'll take her.
Who is
she? She's your co-host, went to Harvard, Yale,
Yale. She went to Harvard.
Same thing.
Right. All right, so we're taking, we have Mina Kimes versus Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Yeah.
Stupidity! So we're going to bring in a couple of people, a famous alum from both schools. Mina Kimes, who has appeared on this podcast more than I have, she's going to join us. She represents Yale. Booger McFarland, first time on Stupidity. Welcome, Booger. You can check him out on Monday Night Football. He's everywhere on ESPN. He's a massive star, much bigger star than I am. And don't think I'm not jealous about that. So listen, I need your best college stories. Mina Kimes, I will start with you. The best story you have from your years at Yale University.
All right. So, I am very confident that my beloved Eli's or Bulldogs or whatever the mascot is going to beat LSU. I have not seen a Yale basketball game this year. I have not been to a Yale basketball game ever. I have never seen Yale basketball play. But I got a college hoop story for you from when I was at Yale, which was my freshman year, which was 2003-2004. UConn won the championship. So UConn, you guys might know, you're not in Connecticut, but they're pretty close to New Haven in stores. So me being an idiot college student and my friends and I were like, yeah, let's go party at UConn. It's gonna be lit, although kids didn't say lit back then. So we are like determined to go, just have like the most epic night partying with the UConn national champions. You know, we figure the campus is gonna be amazing. So we get in a car, bunch of us idiots, to drive up, and let's just say we had altered our minds a bit before going on this journey. So we weren't in the best brain state. I'm sure the driver didn't, in retrospect, so I don't want to, you know, get anyone in trouble. So we end up on this campus completely just, like, clueless, again, with altered mind states, shall we say. And I'm like, where's the party? And someone's like, oh, there's a party over there. So we end up going to this party, just screaming, like, national champions. And it kind of felt like taking shots. I kind of felt like people were not really celebrating with us. Like, they weren't really embracing national championship. I was kind of confused, honestly.
Right.
So finally, as we're leaving, somebody says, you guys know you're at Wesleyan, right? We spent the whole night partying at Wesleyan.
I love it. And your mind was that altered, huh?
Just, you know, slightly altered.
Slightly altered. Booger, I got to tell you, Mina Kimes and Yale University just won a 20-0 run. I mean, I hope you got something as good as that, Booger. You probably do, Booger, but I'm guessing you're not going to tell me most of them. So what do you got?
Well, that was a great story, Mina, and you don't have to worry about incriminating anyone. That was so long ago. The statute of limitations on that story is kind of old. Here's what I'll say, and mine does involve basketball. So this was my sophomore year. Our basketball team was decent, And so members of the football team, we would like to go to the basketball game to watch said LSU Tigers. Well, it's kind of in the off season, and, you know, what happens in the off season? You work out. After you work out, you come back to the dorm. What are you going to do? Now, I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. But all my friends that I hung out with were kind of, you know, semi-alcoholics. And so I'm like, guys, let's go to the basketball game. They're like, no, we want to hang around, drink a few brews. I'm like, let's do both. They're like, how are we going to take beer to the basketball game? I said, I have an idea. So I went to the local little store, little mart, and I bought jugs of milk, like 3 jugs of milk. And I brought all the milk back. I poured the milk out. Now, this was during the time that Borden didn't have the clear milk cartons. They had the white ones. So no matter what it had, no matter what you had in there, it looked white. So we poured all the milk out. And I came up with a great idea that I filled all the milk jugs full of beer. And so here you have 5 football players, one of which doesn't drink. The other 4 are just getting wasted out of their mind. And we're sitting in like the 3rd row, and we're just screaming, go Tigers. And we're taking turns filling out G-E-A-U-X. And, of course, I'm leading, and I'm very sober. And the other guys have no idea where they are about middle of the second half. And so I'm like, let's go spell Tigers. And I say G, and they yell Z. And I'm like, yeah. And so we just continue to go on and on. And finally, it became clearly obvious that they were inebriated. So at that point, I have to figure out a way to get them out. And so now I wave to one of the managers on the basketball team, and he's like, dude, like what? And I'm like, hey, where's the locker room? And so I found a way to take those guys through the LSU basketball locker room and out of the stadium while the game was finishing up. And, of course, we got in trouble because they found out, the coaches found out, and we all had to run the very next morning.
Damn, Booger, that is a good story. And a heady play by you, by the way, with the milk cartons. I'm very proud of you. That's a very Stugatzian of you.
Well, you know, Stugatz, here's the thing about it. When you have friends that you hang out with that are semi-alcoholics and they want to drink, you have to improvise. And, you know, nobody would frown upon young athletes drinking a lot of milk. Hey, milk does the body good, right?
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, that should be the new theme. Instead of milk, it should just be foam from the beer just across the top of your mouth. and Booger, I can relate, okay, because I have friends that are full-fledged alcoholics, all of them, every single one of them, including myself.
I love it.
All right, I don't know. I'm torn now, Stanzik. Who do we take? I still don't know who to take. I don't know. I mean, whose story was better there for you, Stanzik?
They were both good. I feel like if we asked Mina which story is better, she'd pick Booger.
All right, so Mina, I will allow you to pick this game. Whose story was better, your own or Booger McFarland's?
I'll go with Booger, but only because he looks like an older Zion Williamson.
That's both true.
Yes, he does. Booger.
If I had a dollar for everyone that told me that I look like Zion Williamson,
it's or uncanny, let me rephrase that.
That he looks like me, trust me, I would love to get a part of whatever he's going to get in the next, 3 or 4 months from Nike.
Well, listen, I got to be honest with you. That'd be nice, but I think you're doing just fine in that Monday Night Football booth. Too far.
Stupidity.
Moving right along. Louisville, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, Johnny Unitas, Lamar Jackson, Donovan Mitchell, or Tom Jackson?
All right, so here's the deal. Thank you for clarifying who Mitch McConnell is. We appreciate that, both of us, right? Abby, you had no idea who Mitch McConnell
is. No idea. Isn't Donovan like a former Jet or something with something? Where's Donovan from?
Louisville.
Oh.
He's from Louisville, but he's currently playing in the NBA, right?
Yep, for the Jazz.
Abby, this is going to sway you because we just went to Salt Lake City.
Oh, right, that's why. Right,
Donovan Mitchell's friends of a friend.
Yes,
right?
That's why I know him. I'm picking him.
All right, so we're taking Donovan Mitchell here, even though we don't like the crowd in Utah.
There you go. From Minnesota, Bob Dylan.
He's a piece of shit, that guy. I mean, see, his kid goes to camp and Bob Dylan never goes to visiting day, Abby. His kid goes to our camp and he never goes to visiting day. You notice that?
Yeah, I noticed.
All right. Anyway, Bob Dylan.
Herb Brooks.
Yep.
Walter Mondale.
Yep.
Anything on that from you two? Didn't think so. Tony Dungy.
Walter Mondale is the, he's a former vice president, correct?
Wow. Yeah. Proud of you.
How about that? Herb Brooks was the coach of the United States hockey team who upset Russia in the Olympics in 1980, Lake Placid. It's pretty big. And Tony Dungy is a Hall of Fame coach. He's a Hall of Fame person, a Hall of Fame dad. Who hasn't said a single interesting thing in the history of his entire life.
Didn't he coach on the Jets?
No.
Okay.
Never coach.
I don't really have a preference. You could pick that one.
All right. We go Herb Brooks there. So we're going to take Herb Brooks, and we're going Herb Brooks versus Donovan Mitchell, Louisville and Minnesota. Rick Pitino's son going up against Rick Pitino's old school. Rick's going to have to watch this one on tape delay because it's at 12:15. We all know Rick can't come out during the day, so we'll have to watch his son later on that night. We have Herb Brooks versus Donovan Mitchell. Abby, I'll let you choose this one. I don't care because I know you like Donovan Mitchell.
Yes, I'll choose Donovan.
So we got Louisville advancing here, Stanzik.
Last game in the East, Michigan State against Bradley. Michigan State's options, Magic Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Adam Gase, Chris Hansen.
Duh.
Bell, Adam, obviously.
Or Adam Gase. I mean, two former Jets. Ooh, how about that? Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, give me the choices on the other end here. Who are they playing?
They're playing Bradley. Your choices there are Charlie Steiner or Kirby Puckett.
So, Abby, I think you're dead on here. I think we go Le'Veon Bell. He's more famous than either Charlie Steiner or Kirby Puckett. We go Adam Gase, and then I feel like we've tilted the scales against us taking Michigan State. We should be taking Michigan State in this game, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So we'll take Le'Veon Bell, and it doesn't matter. Le'Veon Bell, Kirby Puckett. We're going to have Michigan State advance here, right, Stanzik?
We'll go to the West. We got Gonzaga against either Fairleigh Dickinson or Prairie View A&M. So Gonzaga is either John Stockton or Bing Crosby.
All right, John Stockton, do you know who he is, Abby?
No.
All right, he played alongside Karl Malone, the mailman, Utah Jazz, back in the 80s and 90s. They came very close to beating the Bulls in the finals a couple of times. Michael Jordan hit his last shot in Utah for the Bulls to win his sixth consecutive championship. So that's John Stockton. I believe when he retired, was the leading assist guy in NBA history. He might still be. So that's who Stockton, at very short shorts. And Bing Crosby, I have no idea. Do you know who Bing Crosby is?
Singer.
Oh, Stanzik, is he a singer?
Yes.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take the first one, and we're going to take Gonzaga anyway. So
that's a good point, yeah. Fairleigh Dickinson, Seth Greenberg, Peggy Noonan, or Ron Brill, one of the co-founders of Home Depot. Never heard of him.
Okay.
And Prairie View A&M is either Cynthia Cooper, Raise the Roof, former WNBAer, or Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. Clubber Lang.
Mr. T.
How about that? Mr. T. Who do you from the A-team? We're taking Gonzaga. We're not idiots.
Yeah,
we're taking
whatever.
Gonzaga. Okay.
All right. From Syracuse, you got Bob Costas, Vanessa Williams, Dick Clark, Carmelo Anthony, Aaron Sorkin, Jim Brown, or Sean McDonough.
Ooh, I know you're taking Sorkin, right?
Abby, how'd you know who Sorkin is? You know Sorkin? Sorkin
yes,
wrote West Wing. Yes,
that's
my favorite show. Yes, amongst many other things. Never taking Carmelo.
The first one. Who'd you say first?
Costas.
Yeah.
It would either be Dick Clark or Aaron Sorkin or Jim Brown. Jim Brown, not only the greatest football player that's ever lived, Abby, you know this. He's also and he's a friend of mine. He's also the greatest lacrosse player that ever lived, and he grew up in Manhasset, New York. How about that?
All right.
So, what do you want to do here? Because they're playing Bale.
Sorkin.
All right, Abby. So we agree. We're going Aaron Sorkin on Syracuse, even though there's tons of famous alumni from that school.
Great.
And then from Baylor, who do we have here?
So Baylor, it's Mike Singletary.
Right.
I want winners.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson, the sprinter.
Right.
Joanna Gaines.
Uh-huh.
Angela Kinsey from The Office. She played Angela.
Right.
Or Trey Wingo.
Wow. Oh.
Just shut up.
Wow, Hal Wingo. I mean, this is a tough one, Abby. What do you want here? We have an Olympian and Michael Johnson.
Trey Wingo.
I think the best one there is Angela Kinsey for us, right? Matching up with Sorkin?
I think it's Joanna Gaines, and I'm saying that as someone that doesn't really watch that show.
What's the show?
It's on HGTV. What is it? The Chip and Joanna? She's got her own line now.
I like all those. Okay. Like Love It Enlisted and all
that.
Right.
All that, yeah.
All right.
If you saw a picture of her, you know who she is.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I think I know.
All right, so we're going to go. We're going to take, because Abby's a huge fan, so we'll take Joanna Gaines, and I'm going to take Aaron Sorkin. And there's no way we're going to decide on this, because Abby loves Joanna Gaines, and I love Aaron Sorkin.
Stupidity!
We are going to bring in Sean McDonough from Syracuse. We're going to bring in Trey Wingo, host of Golic and Wingo, from Baylor, and they're each going to tell us their best story from when they were in college. So, Sean McDonough, we will start with you. Your greatest story from your time, hopefully it was 4 years, at Syracuse University.
I didn't know that was going to be the topic, and I guess we should pick which rated version of these things that we would want discuss in a forum such as this.
Okay.
Once during intramural bowling, I was a little upset that I kept knocking down nine pins with the first ball and then missing the spare, so I finally had enough of that. So I decided the easier way to knock down the one remaining pin. With the second one was to not roll the ball down there, but for me to go down there myself and do a hook slide and knock the pin over. That got me kicked out of intramural bowling for a couple months. But
wait, but I just want to make sure that I'm clear, the audience is clear, and Trey is clear, so Trey knows what he has to be, because I think you're up like 20 at halftime right now. Are you saying you were tired of getting 9 out of the 10 pins, so rather than roll a ball down the traditional way to get your spare, you just ran down the bowling lane and you knocked the pin over yourself?
Yes, I did, which seemed like a good idea at the time, until you realize that machine comes down and sweeps, you know, the pins and whatever else into this pit. And as it was coming down, I realized there was a decent chance it might sweep me into the pit. So
right.
It involved a little dexterity and agility that I didn't really know that I had back then.
But, that'd be great. Like the next person
would. It ended out well, and I did it. We did count it as a spare, which I think is the most important thing.
I mean, but that is great. Like I am envisioning the next person waiting for their ball. What the ball doesn't come up. What comes up through that little chute is Sean McDonough.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't go down into the abyss to come back. Tunnels that would require me to be back on the ball rack myself instead of the balls being back there on the rack for the next bowler to use. But a couple of my friends thought it was a funny idea while I was running down the bowling alley that they would roll some balls down behind me too. So I think I was actually struck by one or two of those in the middle of my peep rows. It wasn't a head first slide, it was a hook slide, but a very effective one.
All right, well, that is a fantastic story. Trey, Sean just went on an 8-0 run to end the half. He is up 16 now, so Baylor needs to come storming back. Trey Wingo, your best story while attending Baylor University.
Well, a couple of things here. First of all, I have a story that also involves bowling, so I figured we'll keep with the theme here. At Baylor, you had to have 2 semesters of gym, basically, physical education. And after my freshman year taking softball, the next semester I decided to take bowling. The reason being, that was the only gym where I didn't have to change my clothes. So I felt like that was a little bit. Secondly,
that was good. I think I'm still up about 12 right now.
Yes, yes. He went on a mini 4-0 run right there, but perhaps he has some more for him.
I do. Secondly, the Stugatz is strong in me. I'm conceding victory to Sean McDonough because I want to make sure I'm invited back to his golf tournament this August. Because it was a blast this summer. So I'm doing this the right way, using the stupidity influence to make sure I do this so I get back to the invite to the Boston Club, because we had a great time out there. That day was, like 140 that day. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was not only the warmest day, I think, in the history of Boston. I think it was the warmest place in the history of planet Earth. But we're moving into September this year, Trey, and you will always be invited. You were a great addition.
So the last thing I will say, one of my great nights in college, is that a buddy of mine, who, by the way, go figure, was also named Trey, and his birthday was one day from mine. We wanted to go out and hit the town one night. And I said, come on, let's go out and hit the town. He goes, I can't. I told this girl that I'd go out with her. I said, here's what you do. You call her up on the phone, and you say, I can't go out tonight. And then you pause and say, I have a test to study for. And he goes, but I don't have a test to study for. And I'm like, right, exactly. So you're making 2 separate distinct statements. She'll think they're connected, so you're good. So we went out that night, and of course, we ran into the girl that he was supposed to be going on a date.
I mean, it's a funny story. It's not, and listen, you'll be invited back to McDonough's golf tournament for life. I mean, because he went from up 16, down 12, little mini 4-0 run. That story was good, but it set you back by 12 points. So we are taking Syracuse here to beat Baylor.
Stupidity!
Marquette, Dwayne Wade, Chris Farley, Doc Rivers.
Wade.
Joe McCarthy.
What do you mean? All right, Wade. So she's saying, wait, Abby, Chris Farley. I mean, he's the greatest
Wade.
Comedian of all. Oh, okay. We're taking Dwayne. And listen, if you want a glimpse into how our relationship runs, how it works, who's the boss in this family.
Wade.
There it is. Okay, and they're going, listen, do I need to hear about the team that they're playing next?
Who don't. It's Murray State. Their most famous alum is Popeye Jones, also known as the ugliest man to ever play in the NBA. I think you're taking Wade to move on. We'll keep it moving. Florida State.
Yes.
They're playing Vermont. Florida State's options, Burt Reynolds, RIP. Sarah Blakely, never heard of her. Jim Morrison, Brooks Koepka, Jen Sturger, and Danny Cannell.
All right, Jen Sturger, Abby, forget it. You wouldn't. I can't even explain that to you. Brooks Koepka is the guy who's won back-to-back U.S. Opens in golf. You know, the beefcake, the guy that you think's pretty good-looking, that guy?
Yeah.
He's won a third major recently as well. Jim Morrison, you know who that is?
Yeah, the singer.
The Doors? Pretty famous.
I'll take him.
Well, Burt Reynolds is a friend of mine. He just passed away, so I feel like we should take, and God rest his soul, I love Burt so much. Cannonball Run, one of my favorite movies of all time. I think, and Danny Cannell, I mean, he's famous for carrying a clipboard. So I'm thinking we go Burt Reynolds here. What do you think?
Great.
Who's Florida State playing?
They play Vermont. Your options, Martin St. Louis, Ryan Russillo, Jack Arut, or Dirks Bentley, who then transferred to Vanderbilt. So he doesn't really count.
Or your dad.
And my dad. My dad and my brother both went to the University of Vermont. Based on that list, how about we just move on? Florida State advances.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
All right, Buffalo against either Arizona State or St. John's. Buffalo's options, Khalil Mack, Wolf Blitzer, Terry Gross, or Harvey Weinstein.
Are you kidding me with Harvey Weinstein? We'll take Wolf Blitzer from CNN. All right, who's Arizona State?
I think that's
State?
The right choice. Yeah. You got Arizona State against St. John's. Arizona State's Phil Mickelson, James.
Done. Abby loves Phil too, right?
Oh, yep.
You know, he might be involved in this academic scandal.
No, he's not.
Okay, Abby says he's not, so he's not.
Go ahead.
All right, so we got Phil. So we got Arizona State. Who are they playing?
They play St. John's. So Chris Mullen, J. Cole, Meta World Peace, Mark Jackson, or your guy, Mike Francesa.
Oh, dog. Ooh. Hey, dog.
Take Mike, but I still take Phil
right.
to win.
So we got Phil Mickelson versus Wolf Blitzer here. Abby, I'm telling you right now, I know you've heard of Arizona State because it's a big school. Buffalo's really, really good. So a lot of people think Buffalo are going to advance to the Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four. So who do you like here? We got Mickelson versus Blitzer.
No,
I'm going Arizona State.
Underdog, yep.
Okay, we're good. We got Mickelson advancing here.
Okay, Texas Tech against Kentucky. Texas Tech options, John Denver, Cliff Kingsbury, Cheryl Swoops, Wes Welker, Scott Pelley.
All right, so there's some football players in there, a basketball player, and surprisingly, the most fit of all of them is Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes.
That's my pick.
Wow, they have some good-looking alum, man. I mean, Swoops, Kingsbury, and Scott Pelley. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
And they play North Kentucky, your only famous alum, George Clooney.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
Damn. I mean, we're just basing this on celebrity. We would take Northern Kentucky, right, Ab?
Yep.
Do you want to take Northern Kentucky over Texas Tech? Fine. We got Clooney advancing. And a lot of people, Abby, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people say I look like George Clooney, right?
They do.
All right. A few more here in this bracket. Nevada against Florida. Abby's alma mater. Okay. Wow. Nevada's option.
I mean, that's it? You don't want to hear?
Excuse me. Of course, I'm picking Florida.
All right. Okay. Abby went to school at the University of Florida.
Alum.
Listen, you could trot out Colin Kaepernick all you want from Nevada. She doesn't know who we... Do you know who Kaepernick is, Abby?
Yes.
Who is it?
He's an announcer, isn't he?
Yes, that's exactly. Yes, he's an announcer.
Yep.
Let's go to the sidelines. Colin Kaepernick. I mean, Abby, are you kidding me? Do you not know who Colin Kaepernick
is? Wait, who is he again?
Abby, he's the guy who took the knee for the national anthem, and they banned him from the NFL, essentially.
Oh, right. Okay,
the announcer. What did you
think
he announced?
Oh, the player, yeah. I knew he was on some sports team.
Here's an announcement for you. You're a dumbass.
Hi.
I love you, though. Right, how about JaVale McGee, by the way? I mean, I'm telling you, JaVale McGee, Abby, this guy has more block parties than anyone in the NBA.
I'm taking UF.
All right, so it doesn't matter who anyone else is. We got UF advancing.
Okay. UF's options, by the way, Tim Tebow, Marco Rubio, Aaron Andrews, Steve Spurrier, Emmett Smith, Laura Rutledge. From Michigan, Montana, the last game in this bracket. Michigan, you have former President Gerald Ford, Tom Brady, James Earl Jones, Lucy Liu, Sanjay Gupta, Arthur Miller, Charles Woodson.
I mean, Brady.
All of them.
Here's the thing about Brady. He sucked at Michigan, and now he's the all-time, I mean, he's the best quarterback
in the
history.
That's the great thing about it. We're taking Brady.
And here's the funny thing. I think the people at Michigan are wondering, where the f*** was this Tom Brady when he was in Ann Arbor?
And they play Montana, J.K. Simmons or Marty Morningwig.
All right, well, Marty Morningwig. Abby, do you know who that is?
No, but I'm taking Michigan.
Yeah, you shouldn't know who that is. All right, so we have Michigan advancing. Let's go to the South.
All right, Virginia against Gardner Webb. Virginia, Tina Fey, Katie Couric, Edgar Allan Poe, Robert Kennedy.
All right, so we got Virginia, Abby. You know who Katie Couric is. You like Katie Couric. Robert Kennedy, kind of more famous. Tina Fey, kind of more famous. Edgar Allan Poe.
I'm taking Couric.
Who is Edgar Allan Poe?
The Raven.
Who is it?
He wrote the Raven.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yes. He was on that defense with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed?
They're going to play Gardner Webb, and they're going to beat him. The next game, Ole Miss against Oklahoma. Ole Miss, Archie Manning, Eli Manning, Michael Orr, William Faulkner.
All right, so Michael Orr is the movie The Blind Side, Abby. That's who Michael Orr is, okay. The Blind Side.
Mannings. I'll take the Mannings.
Right, we'll take one of the Mannings. Doesn't matter. Oklahoma?
Okay. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Adrian Peterson, Olivia Munn, Dari Noka.
Ooh, Dari Noka. Do you know who Dari Noka is? No. Sports Center anchor. Big time. He's big time. I call him Dari Nokawa, like a camera. Kyler Murray is the guy who just decided to play football over baseball. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. Baker Mayfield, you know who that is. I think you think he's cute. And Olivia Munn, she's pretty hot. So what are we doing here?
I don't know. You could pick that, but I'm taking Manning and that team to win.
There you go. Wisconsin against Oregon. Wisconsin, J.J. Watt, Joe Russell Wilson, Charles Lindbergh, Frank Lloyd Wright, Bud Selig, Joan Cusack.
All right. Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh. Wow. He dropped out of school, though. I mean, he dropped out. I don't know. He left early to go play in the pros.
All right, Oregon, Phil Knight, Dan Fouts, Ty Burrell, Neil Everett.
Neil Everett's a Sports Center anchor. I love him. Phil Knight runs Nike, Abby. Did you know that? Dan Fouts was the quarterback of one of the great offenses of all time, the Chargers, Air Coryell. Who do you like here?
Nike.
So we have Phil Knight taking on...
Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh, who dropped out and went to the pros early. So, Abby, who do you like here?
I like Nike.
Kansas State against UC Irvine. Kansas State, Eric Stonestreet or Kirstie Alley?
All right, Eric Stonestreet, you know, Modern Family, very funny
Kirstie
guy.
Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Love
from
her.
Cheers. So we're going to take Kirstie Alley for Kansas State here.
UC Irvine, John Lovitz or Scotty Brooks?
All right, Stan Van Gundy once said Scott Brooks is an idiot. Those aren't my words. They're his words. Scott Brooks is a former Oklahoma City coach, current Wizards coach, and John Lovitz is a really old, washed-up, bad comedian.
Yeah.
All right, we're going Lovitz?
Yep.
All right, we have John Lovitz. So Lovitz versus Kirstie Alley, Abby. Who advances here? K-State, UC Irvine.
Kirstie.
Villanova against St. Mary's. Villanova, Howie Long, Toby Keith, Bradley Cooper. You should be pointing out Bradley Cooper transferred to Georgetown.
He did. He's not a, listen. He
you can count him if you want, but I probably wouldn't.
He's not a true Wildcat, Abby.
Doesn't matter. That's where he started.
All right, Bradley Cooper.
Hot. All right, so Bradley Cooper, I would have went Howie Long there. But okay, so, and who are they playing?
St. Mary's, Mahershala Ali, two-time Oscar winner, Tom Candiotti, Matthew Dellavedova, Patty Mills.
Dellavedova played with LeBron, had some big games, they lost in the NBA Finals. Tom Candiotti, Abby, a former pitcher for the Dodgers, many other teams. The Candyman, who are we going with here, St. Mary's? I think we got to go probably Ali, right?
Yes, right, so, Ali.
But it doesn't matter, Stanzik, because she's going to have Villanova go. Yeah, she's picking Bradley Cooper every
time. Sure. Purdue against Old Dominion. Purdue, Neil Armstrong, Drew Brees, John Wooden, Orville Redenbacher.
Ooh, popcorn.
Ooh, yeah. Gotta love the popcorn.
Popcorn, yeah. All right, we're going to go, and who's this Neil Armstrong guy? Do you know who he is, Evan?
No idea.
Okay, so we're going to take popcorn.
He was the first guy to walk on the moon, guys.
He was?
Oh, really?
Do you really think he walked on the moon? A lot of people think that's bullshit. You know that, right?
Old Dominion, Justin Verlander, Ben Bailey, who's the host of Cash Cab, Kent Bazemore, or SportsCenter anchor Jay Harris? Right.
Cash Cab.
All right, Cash Cab. So we have Cash Cab versus the popcorn guy. I think we're going to take the popcorn guy, right?
Cincinnati against Iowa. Cincinnati, Oscar Robertson, or Sandy Koufax?
Oh, wow. The Big O or Sandy.
Koufax.
My dad's favorite pitcher and my dad's favorite basketball player of all time. So we'll take Sandy Koufax, okay?
Okay, Iowa, Gene Wilder, Ashton Kutcher, who dropped out, or B.J. Armstrong?
Oh, wow. I think B.J. Armstrong, the clear choice there. But, Abby, I'll go with whoever you want. Gene Wilder, I mean, stir crazy, great actor, comedian, fantastic.
Yeah,
Ashton Kutcher.
Dropped out.
All right, let's take Gene Wilder. So we have Gene Wilder here versus who we go with?
Sandy Koufax.
Versus Sandy Koufax, Cincinnati and Iowa. Abby, I'll only tell you about this, about Cincinnati. Their coach, his name is Mick Cronin. And you might beat Mick Cronin, but not before Mick Cronin has beaten the shit out of you. We're going to take Cincinnati, okay?
Tennessee against Colgate, Tennessee. Peyton Manning, Reggie White, Jason Witten, Todd Helton, Allen Houston, Paul Feinbaum.
All right, clear. Abby, you know who Paul Feinbaum is?
Nope.
He's the ball guy. Remember I had to dress up as him?
All right, so we'll take him.
All right, so we got Feinbaum.
And he's Colgate doesn't really have many people. Andy Rooney went to Colgate. Donald Foyle played in the NBA, but no one really knows who he is.
He had a cup of coffee, right? Andy Rooney, ton of nose hair. We're going to take Tennessee here, right, Abby?
Yes.
All right. So we have Tennessee and Paul Feinbaum advancing on to the round of 32. All right. Let's take a quick break here from Stupidity to tell you about our friends over at ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com. Back when I had a real job, when I was actually working, unlike what I'm doing right now, I used to be the vice president and general manager of a major market radio station. And had I had the advantage of ZipRecruiter.com back then, it would have made hiring so much easier. Now, maybe I had that advantage, maybe I wasn't aware of it, but I wish I was, because ZipRecruiter.com has entirely changed the way we hire. It's made it easier. It really has. And I wish I had this tool back when I was actually hiring and firing people, because I had some of the worst candidates walk through my doors applying for jobs they had no business applying for. And that's why I wish I had ZipRecruiter.com. Hiring is challenging. It really is. Those of you out there who have to hire, you know it's very challenging. But there is a place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. No, they don't. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. How about that? ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It is that quick. It is that simple. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. You're welcome. At this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's S-T-U-P-O-D. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. S-T-U-P-O-D. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, Stanzik, let's move on to the Midwest here.
All right, let's start with North Carolina and Iona. For North Carolina, who's the most famous of these alums? Michael Jordan, Lawrence Taylor, Vince Carter, Lewis Black, Stuart Scott, Andy Griffith, or Bomani Jones?
All right, Abby, do you have any idea who Bomani Jones is?
Yes, you do the show with him sometimes.
Yes, we do the show with him. He also has a master's in economics. He's a lot smarter than any of us. But who is the most? It's Michael Jordan,
yes,
right? He's the GOAT.
Obviously.
All right, so Michael Jordan, and they're taking on Iona. Who do we have from Iona?
Iona, it's just Don McLean.
Is that
McLean?
McLean?
Don McLean.
Is that American Pie?
Yeah.
Let's sing it. Abby, you know that song? Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. You don't want to sing it with me?
Nope.
Come on,
Michael Jordan.
Let's sing it.
Not singing.
All right, we got Carolina. Stanton, you want to sing it with me?
No.
All right, so we have Carolina. We have Michael Jordan advancing over Don McLean. Who's next?
All right, the 8-9 matchup, Utah State against Washington. Utah State, either Harry Reid or Bobby Wagner. Do either of you know who either of them are?
No.
You have no idea who Harry Reid is?
No.
I don't know who Harry Reid is either. I do know Bobby Wagner. I feel like he's the linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Harry Reid was the former Senate Majority Leader.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course. No, Harry. Yeah.
Okay, so Bobby Wagner you're picking. Washington, your options are Bruce Lee, Joel McHale, Anna Faris, or Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute on The Office.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. That explained it. Otherwise, I would have no idea who Rainn Wilson is. Athletes who connote weather, Mike Cloud, Rainn Wilson. Let's go, Abby. I think it's, well, Anna Faris is pretty famous. I think it's got to be Bruce Lee, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, karate, you know Bruce Lee, right?
Yep. Sure.
You're very wordy today.
I pick,
you're taking Bruce Lee. We have Washington advancing against North Carolina. You don't need to ask me who's going to win that one. It's Michael Jordan. All right, who we have next, Anthony?
We have Auburn against New Mexico State. New Mexico State only has Pascal Siakam, who plays for the Raptors, so he's your choice there. For Auburn, it's either Charles Barkley, Bo Jackson, Cam Newton, Tim Apple Cook, Octavia Spencer, or Frank Thomas.
All right, so if he didn't say Apple there, would you have known who Tim Cook is, Abby?
No.
Yeah, same here. Octavia Spencer, you know who Frank Thomas is, right?
The Big Hurt.
The Big Hurt. Frank Thomas is now, what are those commercials he does now?
Nugenics?
Have you seen those Nugenics commercials, Abby, with the guy in the gym and he's always like kind of giving, you know, he's
right.
Frank Thomas at this point in his career is better known for Nugenics than he is for hitting a baseball.
Okay, I'm not picking him.
All right. So Charles Barkley, you know who Charles is.
Charles, yeah.
You do like Charles. Okay. Well
he was on the Heat, right?
Yes, Charles was on the Heat. Yes, okay. he was a 10-year member of the Miami Heat. His jersey is hanging from the rafters, yes.
Okay.
Or Bo Jackson. You know who Bo is.
I mean, but I like Charles Barkley.
Greatest player in the history of Tecmo Bowl. We're going to go Barkley here. So, like, listen, make a note that former Heat forward Charles Barkley, Abby's a big fan, Stanzik, and we need to get Barkley on the show because he'll do anything for me, okay?
Got it. Kansas against Northeastern. Your options for Kansas, Paul Rudd, Gillian Flynn, Rob Riggle, Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, I think Abby's going to go Paul Rudd here. You know who Paul Rudd is?
No, I'm going Wilt Chamberlain.
Why? Because he slept with over 10,000 women?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Okay, good. I mean, you are
A lot of Sundays.
Like yeah, a lot of Sundays, man. That's like, yeah, that's a lot of Sundays.
I was only taking him because it was the most famous name on the list to
but
me.
Do you know who Paul Rudd is? You like Paul Rudd.
I do.
He's the actor, Paul Rudd, yeah. If you Googled him right now, you would know exactly who he is.
He's from Clueless, Abby. Does that help you?
Clueless?
Yeah.
You still want to go Wilt the Stilt?
Sure.
I mean, many people, they don't realize what that nickname really stands for, the Stilt. You know what I'm saying, Ab?
No.
All right. Anyway, they're taking on Northeastern. Who we have from Northeastern?
Wendy Williams, J.J. Barea, or LL Cool J, who got an honorary degree.
Okay, well, what the f*** is an honorary degree?
I guess his daughter graduated from there, but at that commencement, they gave him an honorary degree. I don't know if it counts. You guys know who LL Cool J is,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I would pick him, but that is bullshit.
But hold on. Before you pick him, let me remind you who J.J. Barea is. Okay. He is the only guy in the history of the NBA that LeBron James is terrified of. LeBron James, Abby, if you remember, first year with the Heat, they were up 2-1 against the Mavericks. Then him and Wade started shadow boxing in the corner, getting a little ahead of themselves. They already started winning the championship. The series got down to this. LeBron, and he admitted this, LeBron James was afraid to post up J.J. Barea, who is 5'8". Okay? I'm telling you, he's defensive stopper, the only guy in the history of the NBA to stop LeBron James. You sure you don't want to go with J.J. Barea?
I'm not going with him just because of that.
Okay. I mean, he's a LeBron James stopper. So who are we going with? LL Cool J, even though he didn't graduate from there?
Yeah, for his daughter.
It doesn't matter because we're probably taking Kansas at Wilt here, right?
Right.
All right. So we got Wilt here.
Okay. Iowa State against Ohio State. For Iowa State, George Washington Carver.
Is that the first president? I mean.
No, this is the Peanuts guy.
Oh, okay.
Fred Hoiberg or Kelechi Osemele?
Ah, the mayor, Fred Hoiberg. Okay, I think we have to go. Abby, who do you want here?
I have no preference.
We got to go with George Washington Carver. He invented peanuts.
Okay.
All right. Ohio State?
Jesse Owens, Jack Nicklaus, R.L. Stein, Bobby Knight, Richard Lewis, Kirk Herbstreit.
Ooh, wow, Herbie. Abby, you know who Jesse Owens is?
Yes, the runner.
Yep. Runner, Olympian.
And I know Bob Knight, the crazy coach.
He is the crazy coach. He's an asshole.
What about Jack Nicklaus?
Oh, Jack Nicklaus,
the Golden Bear.
I like him. Golf?
So what do you think here?
Jack. I'm going to take Jack.
Jack or Jesse? I'd go Jesse. If you want to go Jack, I'm fine with that.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
So Jesse Owens. We're going to go. All right. So we'll take the Golden Bear. So we have Iowa State, Ohio State. What do you think? I'm thinking Iowa State carves them up.
All right. So Houston.
Bad joke!
All right, Houston against Georgia State. For Houston, Dennis Quaid, Jim Parsons, Hakeem Olajuwon, Carl Lewis, Jim Nance, Fred Couples, or Art Briles?
Oh, God, you can go to hell with Art Briles. And when you get there, make sure you say hi to him for me. Abby, you know who Parsons is, right? He's Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
Big Bang Theory. That should have been the name of Wilt Chamberlain's autobiography. Anyway, Jim Parsons, Dennis Quaid, Art Briles, who's the devil. Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the great centers of all time, although in my personal record book, never won an NBA championship. He only won those because Michael Jordan decided to take 2 years off. We have Carl Lewis, perhaps the greatest sprinter of all time. And Abby, I will tell you this. All these players are playing for one thing. At the end of this tournament, Jim Nance, the voice of the tournament, the voice of CBS, is going to award the most valuable player his own tie. Jim Nance gives the most valuable player of the tournament a tie. It's the most coveted award in sports, anywhere in sports. How about that?
Awesome.
All right, so who do we want here? We want to take Jim Parsons?
Yeah, I'll take him.
All right, Georgia State, who we got?
Georgia State, it's either Ludacris or Julia Roberts, who did not graduate.
Well, why is she on the list if she didn't graduate?
Who cares?
A lot of these people went there and didn't graduate.
All right, so we're taking Julia Roberts. And in fact, I think, Abby, this is where we'll find an upset here, because Julia Roberts is your absolute favorite. I think we should take Georgia State over Houston. How about that?
Agree.
Wofford against Seton Hall. For Wofford, it's either Jerry Richardson, former owner of the Carolina Panthers, or Wendy Nix.
Okay, so Wendy Nix works at ESPN, Abby. Jerry Richardson is the former owner of the Panthers. He also has a statue of himself outside of his stadium. It's him in a suit, holding his fist out, holding a football, and he's got two Panthers, one to the left and one to the right. It's amazing.
What does that mean?
It's amazing what a bleephole he is. That's what it means.
Okay. So we're not picking him.
All right. So we'll take Wendy Nix. Who do we have? Who do they play?
They play Seton Hall. Your options for Seton Hall are either Chris Christie, who got his law degree from there, Craig Biggio, compiler, Dick Vitale, or Bob Lee.
Bob Lee is the best we have, Abby, at ESPN. There is no one better. When we all need to be credible, we trot out Bob Lee, right? Like, Stan, that's the deal, right? When ESPN wants to unleash max credibility, what we do is we unleash Bob Lee. Is that correct?
That's right. The general.
All right, and Chris Christie has no credibility. So Dick Vitale, Abby, where do you want to go here? Biggio's a Hall of Fame baseball player, by the way.
I mean, normally I would say Dick Vitale, but we can do it with your credibility person at ESPN.
All right, I mean, Dickie V doesn't really like me. He doesn't. Let's go Bob Lee here. So we have Bob Lee versus Wendy Nix, Seton Hall and Wofford. Abby, I'll let you decide this.
Seton Hall.
All right, we're going to take Bob Lee over Wendy Nix. Wendy, don't be offended, please. Abby loves you, even though she has no idea who you are. All right, last game. Who do we got here?
This is it. Last game. I know Abby's excited.
I'm psyched.
Final game, Kentucky against Abilene Christian. Abilene Christian only has one option. It's Charkhandrick West, who's a running back in the NFL. Kentucky's options, Pat Riley, Ashley Judd, or Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Pat, you got to go Pat.
Over Ashley Judd, huh?
Yeah, it's Pat Riley.
You love Ashley Judd, though. There was a time, Ashley Judd, when Kentucky was making a run a couple of years ago, I think Anthony Davis's team, where Ashley Judd was coming on our show all the time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know, but I still got to go with Pat.
And then I was getting a little too aggressive, and she stopped coming on the show. So we're going to go Pat Riley. So we have Pat Riley. Really? That's all you could find from Abilene Christian?
That's it. Not a lot of celebs went to Abilene Christian.
That is the saddest list of famous alum I've ever seen from any school in America.
Yep.
And I'm tempted to take him over Kentucky, but I think we have to take Pat Riley, right, Ab?
Yes.
All right. So we have Kentucky advancing on to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Stupidity! All right, let's bring my dad in here. The University of Vermont, the Catamounts, they made the NCAA tournament. They won their conference tournament. They're a good team. They're a 13 seed. They'll be taking on Florida State, Leonard Hamilton. Dad, quickly here, because I'm going to have Coach Becker on. You and Coach Becker will be able to have a conversation about your University of Vermont Catamounts. You graduated from the University of Vermont. But I've often said that there were two things that were like kind of religious experiences in our house. One was the Masters, which is coming up in a few weeks, and you and I will discuss that before they tee it up on Thursday at Augusta. But the other was the NCAA tournament, Dad. So this was a big deal for me and you growing up and my brother. We enjoyed it thoroughly, Dad. I would ask you, Dad, don't go back to Lou Alcindor and John Wooden, because no one gives a shit about any of those teams, okay? I would ask you, though, back in the 80s, 90s, when I was growing up, what's your fondest NCAA Final Four, championship game, whatever it is, what's a moment for you that you were able to share with me and my brother? Was it Valvano? Was it Villanova? What sticks out to you?
Well, I think it was Valvano. Anyone who was a basketball enthusiast, loved that story. And the other, of course, because we do have a connection to the Tar Heels, was Michael Schott winning that tournament.
No doubt.
So other than that, also involved Vermont, winning the overtime game against Syracuse.
Right.
At that time, your brother and I were calling each other saying, "Can you believe this?" So those were my three favorite moments.
With that said, Dad, are you excited here? We're going to bring on the Vermont head coach, John Becker. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. He's done a wonderful job as a coach, and he's put Vermont on the map as far as being a in the East, getting a shot at the tournament every year.
All right, I think you also need to get his team pumped up, Dad. You need to get him fired up, because, I mean, they got Florida State and Leonard Hamilton, and those guys have been banging around with Zion Williamson, Duke, Carolina, the ACC. Like, this is going to be... This is a tough opening round matchup, and listen, there's an opportunity here, Dad, because maybe if you pump him up enough, he'll come back on. Like, we could take Vermont all the way through the NCAA tournament. Why can't they be UMBC of last year, you know? Why not?
You know, they definitely have the capabilities of it. They have a tough first round. You know, 4 versus 13 is not easy.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But they did win one. They did win a Syracuse back in 2005, they beat Syracuse in overtime, so it's possible.
I mean, this guy, my dad, Stanzik, he knows his Catamount basketball. How about that? And Stanzik just whispered into my ear, and he's right about this. I said UMBC. Now, Stanzik, well, why don't you tell the audience and Coach Becker what you just said to me?
Well, I said UMBC won one game last year, and Bob, you need to settle down with your UVM over Syracuse talk. I'm born and raised in Syracuse, New York. Coach, what's up? But UMBC won one game last year, so I think you meant Loyola Chicago, which made a Cinderella run to the final.
Yeah, but I'm trying to forget Sister Jean and that whole debacle, okay? And so, but listen, that UMBC win, Stanzik, it was essentially like winning a national championship. You know what I mean? I know it was only one win, but it's the first time a 16 beat a 1. Vermont should have been in there. They lost to UMBC in their conference final. They didn't make that same mistake this year. But beating a 1 is a 16, Stanzik. I would have rather done that than got as far as Loyola Chicago did with Sister Jean. You know what I'm saying?
I disagree, and I bet Coach disagrees too.
Coach, what do you think? John Becker, the Vermont head coach, joins us right now on Stupidity. Coach Becker, first team, a 16 beating a 1, or would you rather go on a similar run that Loyola went on last year? Which one would you rather have? You can only have one.
Well, I got to stay. First of all, thanks for having me on, but I got to stay loyal to our fellow conference mates at UMBC and say 16 over a 1.
Coach, you don't mean that.
Yes, he does.
You don't cut down the nets after one game. You cut down the nets if you go to the Final Four. Listen, game. Get out of here, Coach.
I'm a loyalty guy. I'm a loyalty guy. I got to stick with my UMBC guys.
Coach, I wanted to ask you because we have Stan Van Gundy on our show. He's a guest co-host every week.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah, and he used to. I think his first coaching job was the assistant head coach at the University of Vermont, which is which is pretty cool.
You did an amazing job of coming up with 5 minutes about our team and about me. It was very, very funny.
Well, listen, there's, you know, it's Dan and I just peeling back the curtain, and I don't think, you know, the Seth Greenbergs of the world are very happy with me for doing it. Jay Billis finds it hilarious, but there's just a couple of catchphrases like senior guard play, stretch the floor, underrated conference, underrated coach. I'm telling you, anyone can do our jobs, Coach. Anyone can do it.
It was brilliant, man. I thought it was very, very funny.
So I do find it interesting, Dad. I don't know if you knew this about Coach Becker, but, well, Coach, why don't you share with me and my dad kind of your path here? Because I've read here you had an IT job, you took a pay cut. Yeah. It seemed like at times in your life being the head coach of the University of Vermont was a tough goal to attain and really the furthest thing from your mind. So if you could just walk us through that, the, you know, maybe the lowest points and how you how you became the head coach at University of Vermont.
Yeah, I mean, just quickly, I went to school at Catholic University down in Washington, D.C. and graduated in 1990. But anyway, for about the first 5 years after I graduated, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life and got into some IT work at an association in downtown Washington, D.C. and did that for about 5 years and realized it wasn't what I wanted to do. And a mutual friend of mine, Jimmy Patsos, who got me hooked up with the head coach at Gallaudet University, which is the only four-year university for the deaf and hard of hearing in the country. And they play Division III basketball located in Washington, D.C. And I went over there, deaf coach. I didn't know sign language. And spent 5 years at Gallaudet, three as an assistant, and the last two as a bad head coach at that point. But it was a part-time job. It was only a couple $1,000. I was working a full-time computer job at that point. I'd moved on to Georgetown University, running their student computer labs and things like that. And then I had to get out, started a family, and just couldn't do both jobs. It just, I was never home. And so the IT thing was paying better at that point. And anyway, so I did that for a couple of years, started a family, and then started to really miss it and got an assistant coaching job at my alma mater, Catholic University. For a couple years, and then the head coach at University of Vermont, who at the time was Mike Lonergan, who was a alum of Catholic U and a friend of mine, offered me a job at Vermont as the director of basketball operations, $7,000, no benefits. I was 38 years old with a wife and two kids, and somehow convinced everyone and moved up to Vermont and did that job for a year, and then was... We had some money saved, running low on money, so I had to do it for a second year. And for the second year, the department agreed to give me a part-time job in the department fixing coaches' computers and taking care of the athletic department IT needs while I did the operations job also. And after 2 years, a spot on the staff finally opened, and I got bumped up to a full-time assistant and did that for 3 more years. And then when Mike Lonergan moved on to George Washington, I somehow was promoted to the head coach 8 years ago, and I guess the rest is history from there. But it's not sure how it all happened, but here we are, and I couldn't be happier.
Dad, it's a pretty cool story, huh?
Yeah. It's a great story. I had no idea. I knew some of it about the deaf school that, you know, when you started.
Yeah. Coach, you doubled as a tennis coach, is that correct?
Yeah, when I was at Gallaudet, you know, in the – in the spring, and I was just trying to do what I could to make money, but also to kind of keep the AD and people happy at Gallaudet, and so they needed a tennis coach. So I ended up coaching tennis for a couple of years.
But you had never played tennis, right?
I don't know
you
if it was coaching so much as just driving the van to the games and making sure the guys had some meal money after the matches.
But you had never played tennis, is that correct?
No, I never played formal tennis. I was just a recreational player, so it was challenging to say the least.
But coach, listen, the Stugatz is strong in you. I mean, you know, taking a job that you're not qualified to take, having never played the sport. I mean, I'm proud of you, man. I really am. That's how you do it.
I appreciate that.
We talked to Stan a lot about just how miserable the profession is, and how you guys, you know, you're coaches, and you know, you're happy if you win, you're miserable if you lose. Sometimes you win, you're still miserable. And people claim, coach, that you never ever smile, but I caught you on camera. In fact, Jake Marsh is a very good friend of mine. He's your play-by-play guy, and I know
he said to say hi. Yep.
Yes, but he sent me a screenshot. You actually smiled during a game towards the end of winning the America East tournament. Admit to smiling during a game? Are you going to admit it or no? Because I,
you know what. You know what's funny? This has become a thing this year of people saying I'm not smiling. And I do have a shitty look on my face. That's been my problem my whole life. But it's really not that I'm not mad. It's just the look on my face, so to speak. And it's caused me a lot of problems. People think I don't give a shit and things like that. But that's not really the case. And so I feel like I'm smiling. I guess I'm just not smiling. So I'm going to work on that so that people think I'm happy like I usually am.
Dad, do you have any other questions here for Coach Becker?
No, I just wish you a ton of luck tomorrow. And it'd be great to see you a 13 beat a 4 again.
That would be wonderful, yeah. Like you mentioned earlier, when we beat Syracuse, we were a 13 seed. And we were a 13 seed last time we were in the tournament against Purdue, where we played them pretty tough. Obviously didn't win, but we're going to give it our best shot, and our guys will be prepared, and they'll play hard, and hopefully the ball bounces our way.
All right, Dad. I mean, Dad, why don't you say what you want to say? Listen, tell Coach Becker to go out and kick Leonard Hamilton's ass, okay? Let's go, Dad.
Well, John, you're familiar with Leonard Hamilton. Was he down in Miami for a while?
He was in Miami, now at Florida. He's a great coach. I mean, Coach Becker knows that. Coach Hamilton is a great coach, and when you're that good, when you're a 4 seed out of the ACC with their talent and their size, coach, they're as good as any. They're as talented as any team in the country, Florida State.
Yeah, and Leonard Hamilton is a great coach. It's hard to believe he's 70 years old. He looks tremendous, and you know they're going to be a big, long, athletic team, and they've been through the grinder of the ACC. So we have our hands full for sure. And NCAA tournament's so much about matchups, and I don't know if this is a great matchup just because athletically they can overwhelm the best teams in the country, so we're going to have to be ready for the fight and settle into the game and get a feel for, you know, you can't replicate that length and athleticism in practice. And in the non-conference, we played Louisville and Kansas, but I think Florida State's even bigger and more athletic, and that was 4 months ago. So, but we got some tough kids, and they'll stick their nose in there, and they'll be up for the fight, and see what we can do.
Coach, you didn't even realize you did it, but you did it, and you can replace Billis when you're done coaching. You called Florida State without naming a single player, big, long, talented, athletic, and they grinded through the ACC. I'm telling you, anyone can do it, Coach.
Coach, you just wrapped up a strong senior guard play.
Right. Good luck against Florida State. Kick Leonard's ass, and we'll be here waiting for you right before the Sweet 16, okay?
All right. Go Cats, go.
Stupidity.
All right, listen, Stugatz Army. So we took a week off. We were number one consistently sports and rec. We had a blast today, by the way. Thanks to everyone who participated. But we took a week off. That's because of the Golics. Aim your fury at them. But here's the deal. We fell down into the 40s, and then we came back last week, and we came back strong. We were up as high as number 5 in sports and rec. I am telling you right now, that's not why we agreed to do this. We want to be number one. All right. So here's what I need you to do. Stantic, how many teams are in the NCAA tournament? How many teams do we have?
Well, it's a bracket of 64. There was 68. 64.
All right. So 64. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to download. I need you to subscribe, rate, and review. and then unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. I need every single person in the Stugatz Army to do this 64 times each. 64 times. One time for each team in the NCAA tournament. If you send me proof that you did it 64 times, perhaps I will send you something. I know I said that last week and I haven't sent you anything, but this time I actually mean it. So 64 times. Download, subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review, and then all of us together will cut down the nets at the end of March. How about that? Let's go. We'll climb a water ladder, and together, all of us, me, the Stugatz Army, and Abby, we will cut down the nets together. We will be the national champions, and by we, I mean I will just climb that ladder myself and cut down the damn net my f***ing self. But 64 times, all of you, get on it right now. Go. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, 64 times each. Go now.